Later. How strange it all is. I sat watching Mina's happy sleep, and came as near to being happy myself as I suppose I shall ever be. As the evening drew on and the earth took its shadows from the sun sinking lower, the silence of the room grew more and more solemn to me. All at once Mina opened her eyes and, looking at me tenderly, said, "Jonathan, I want you to promise me something on your word of honour. A promise made to me, but made holily in God's hearing, and not to be broken, though I should go down on my knees and implore you with bitter tears. Quick, you must make it to me at once." "Mina," I said, "a promise like that I cannot make at once. I may have no right to make it." "But, dear one," she said with such spiritual intensity that her eyes were like pole stars, "it is I who wish it, and it is not for myself. You can ask Dr. Van Helsing if I'm not right. If he disagrees, you may do as you will. Nay, more, if you all agree, later, you are absolved from the promise." "I promise," I said, and for a moment she looked supremely happy. Though to me all happiness for her was denied by the red scar on her forehead. She said, "Promise me that you will not tell me anything of the plans formed for the campaign against the Count, not by word, or inference, or implication, not at any time whilst this remains to me." And she solemnly pointed to the scar. I saw that she was in earnest, and said solemnly, "I promise." And as I said it, I felt that from that instant a door had been shut between us. Later, midnight. Mina has been bright and cheerful all the evening, so much so that all the rest seem to take courage as if infected somewhat with her gaiety. As a result, even I myself felt as if the pall of gloom which weighs us down were somewhat lifted. We all retired early. Mina is now sleeping like a little child. It's a wonderful thing that her faculty of sleep remains to her in the midst of her terrible trouble. Thank God for it, for then at least she can forget her care. Perhaps her example may affect me, as her gaiety did tonight. I shall try it. Oh, for a dreamless sleep! 6th of October, morning. Another surprise. Mina woke me early, about the same time as yesterday, and asked me to bring Dr. Van Helsing. I thought that it was another occasion for hypnotism, and without question went for the professor. He had evidently expected some such call, for I found him dressed in his room. His door was ajar, so that he could hear the opening of the door of our room. He came at once. As he passed into the room, he asked Mina if the others might come too. "No," she said quite simply. "It won't be necessary. You can tell them just as well. I must go with you on your journey."